Hey, did Shane tell you that, or did I tell you that we had, whenever we shot in North Carolina, that he and I, like, had a little bit of a, like, I don't want to say not issue, but, like, the dynamic was off?
Oh, yeah. I think you did mention it. Well, also, it's because Shane's been, like, the boss of himself now for a while. So
no, that's
like,
what he told me.
There's, like, two bosses in one kitchen now.
Right. I was like, what is happening? Like, why are we not vibing really well? And he was like, oh, I think it's just because I've been in charge of everything and I'm not used to anybody knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, like, being the person to tell everybody what to do. And I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because I was like, dude, something is wrong right
now. Yeah.
Because it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
It felt so different.
It's probably, yeah, I think
I can't tell who Shane's looking at right now.
Shane, take those
jokes on you.
Dang sunglasses off.
Shane's on.
I will take them off once we get through the introduction, and then I will take them off. But I won't take them off now.
Fine.
And no one can tell me.
I'm going to laugh so hard if he falls asleep.
We wouldn't know. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll be like, so what do you think, Shane? And he's like, all right, Mike, are you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm sure you've been ready for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm just chilling.
What'd you say?
I'm just chilling.
Oh, yeah. One thing I've noticed is she doesn't have any headphones currently. So the next time we do a podcast, we'll have everything a little bit better set up.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have any headphones. So the sound is coming out of her phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the way that the software works is that anytime there's sound coming out of her phone, it shuts her microphone off so that it doesn't do feedback.
Oh, okay.
So then when she talks while we're talking, hers is completely muted. So that's why we can't hear her.
Okay.
So we might have to repeat her, ask her to repeat stuff. Also, that's like a Bo Burnham song. Repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat
stuff.
Oh,
I love that song.
me too. Also, at the beginning, I'm going to do a little housekeeping because after having a discussion with Micah, she really pointed out that like consistency is more important than like super crazy graphics and animations and stuff. So I'm going to go with a little bit of housekeeping about all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Shane's got to get in character, I guess. That's what's going on. Because he's like literally not giving me any reaction to anything. All right. Okay, all right. So that took us about 8.5 minutes. So if everybody's ready, we're going to go ahead and start.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready when you are.
Oh, every time we get ready, I'm like, everybody ready? And then I'm not ready. because I have to like figure out, I have to coordinate like what I'm going to say. Because I'm not like one of those I have everything ready kind of guys. All right. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for watching this nonsense.podcast podcast, I guess, whatever. So if you guys will notice, we are now finally back in the podcast studio. The flood has been cleaned up, and it has also been quite a long time since we've been in this podcast studio. Do you guys remember the last time we were in here?
No.
It was months and months and months ago. Micah, do you know?
I think it might have been about a year ago. Maybe. Is that too dramatic?
I feel like it was
September last year.
I mean, it probably would have been in 2022 at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did that, and then we did one episode, the last episode where Micah and I talked about mm-hmm. Severance, which hopefully you guys watched that episode. But yeah, so now we're back in this podcast studio, and I kind of wanted to start with a little bit of housekeeping. Going forward, or actually in the past, you know, you guys have seen a lot, all of our podcasts have been like, if you've been watching it on YouTube, they've been like kind of crazy with like animations and ridiculous like cuts to video and all this kind of stuff. And that takes a lot of time. So Micah, in her infinite wisdom, has just come like brought it to my attention that it's more important for consistency. And I'm sure anybody who's actually really into this podcast and wants regular episodes kind of agrees with her. It takes us about 20 hours per episode to edit whenever we do the crazy graphics and animations, because most of those animations are made by hand and all that kind of stuff. So, if you are watching the podcast on YouTube or wherever you're watching it, just be prepared for a drop in the animations and graphics and things like that, because in order for more consistency. So that's the main housekeeping thing that I have. I don't know why Shane's wearing shades inside. It's very strange.
A dropping quality, but an up in quantity.
Oh, well, I don't know about the quality, the drop in quality. Maybe a drop in production value.
I mean, does anybody really need to see me in a like Dasani water bottle? Is that that important though? Because that was like the last major graphic I think of.
Oh yeah, driving the Dasani.
I mean, it
water
is
bottle.
Funny. It's funny, yeah, but I'm like, when I think about the amount of work you spent on that, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, it probably took me an hour just for that one animation because yeah. I had to go find every single element to make that and put that together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that took a lot. So yeah, that's a really good point. But I mean, it's funny, and it's so hard for me to not put all that stuff in there because
it's just fun.
I have this need.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it really comes down to is, if you want episodes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the audience right now. I'm get a little more personal. If you want episodes with animations, you have to send us money. You can send it to our P.O. box that I haven't set up yet so that Rob will have time to make animations and graphics. Otherwise, if you just want to hear us talk, this is what we're doing going forward. Thank you so much.
Yeah, if other than a P.O. box, if you guys seriously, like, I know we don't have that many subscribers or anything right now, but like, if you guys seriously want that, we need some sort of funding. So, I mean, we can reinstate our Patreon.
Boom, Patreon! Yeah,
there we go. I could start an OnlyFans. I have recently come to discover that OnlyFans is not only for the provocative content. There's actually like real, there's like chefs on there and like cooking stuff. That's what I hear.
Where'd you hear that? Reddit?
No, I heard that on the OnlyFans website.
Oh.
I heard that like it wasn't only for that, and I was like, wait, really?
Wow, I've been really misled by the internet.
Yeah, because like you only think that that's what it's for. I did not expect this conversation to go that direction. Sorry, are you trying to say something, Mike?
I was going to say, I think Cardi B came out and was like, just so y'all know, I'm not using OnlyFans to like post explicit content. It's just like snippets of my life that you wouldn't see normally. So she's kind of using it like a YouTuber would.
Oh, okay.
But because it's Cardi B, it belongs on OnlyFans, maybe. I don't know.
We won't be starting an OnlyFans, but we can reinstate Patreon if we get enough interest. But I mean, that might be a couple of years down the road. But
if you want graphics and animations, you can do it tomorrow. Send us a DM. Let us know you're going to pay for it.
Some wealthy donor out
you're
there.
You're going to have to sign a contract that says you're going to pay for it, though. Or we're not going
to
do it.
Why do they have to sign a contract?
To ensure we're keeping everyone accountable, to keep us accountable, to keep you accountable. If you want to send us money through Patreon, we will restart the Patreon, but you have to sign at least a 1-year contract. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my gosh.
$1 a month for a year. Wow. No, seriously though, it takes a lot of time to get those episodes done. And as of right now, we're just going to go down to, we're going to try to do, if we can do it the way that I want to do it, I would like to do one a week. And there's not going to be 20 hours worth of editing because, you know, everybody has jobs and lives and you just don't have time. If we could make this our life, then that'd be great. And we wouldn't have to worry about, not putting out good content, because I would literally spend all day every day just working on these.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. All right. So what I wanted to do today, since it's been so long, and actually what's funny is we have barely hung out since the last time we were in this podcast room. So I kind of wanted to, again, since we're kind of reinstating the reinstated podcast and regaining the momentum that we didn't have initially. I wanted to talk to everybody about what's been going on and life in general. So what has everybody been up to?
How recently are we?
As recently as you want to go, or as far back as you want to go. Well, since the last time we were here.
Oh.
Which none of us remember exactly.
I don't remember where I was in life last time we were here. I have no idea.
I really think it was last winter sometime, like late fall, winter.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah.
Me and Shane just got back in the state.
Right.
So we were on vacation.
We were in Florida. We were in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep.
Were you Florida-ing it up?
Floridaing, yes.
Yes. It was very, very hot.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're real close to the equator down there and it's summertime.
The sun was so strong. I had a shirt on at the beach. I was fishing and I got a sunburn through my shirt.
That sounds about right.
What?
Yep.
I grew up in those.
No, no, go ahead.
I was going to say you should get, they make shirts that have sunscreen or like UV protection built into them. I actually got one because I was in Florida in April. It worked for me because I got burnt the first day I was there. And then I was like, what if I wear a sunscreen shirt? And it worked. So
that's what I should have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we were just like slathering on sunscreen, like literally every 30 minutes and we were still getting burnt.
The sun's too powerful in Florida. That's just true.
Yeah. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and it was so hot. Like you couldn't walk in the grass barefoot sometimes. Like it was bad.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
It was real bad out there. So what kind of stories? What do you guys have? What happened down there?
Okay. I'm going to think.
Keep the marital stuff to yourself.
I'm going to be really honest. We really did not do a whole lot.
That's a great story for a podcast.
A lot of beach, a lot of getting burned, a lot of sunscreen being used.
I've been just really sick. So I was sick the whole time we were there. And like it just comes in waves.
Funny.
But me and Shane were like pretty far out actually, like looking for shells and stuff, and I was like feeling okay. Then randomly just all of a sudden it hit me and I literally like started throwing up
in the ocean.
Yeah.
No.
Those poor fish.
Yes. And like Shane was having to like hold me up. I was gonna like drown.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait, you were in the water.
Yes. Oh, like Lord. And I couldn't touch.
Oh, yeah. So it was floating around you.
So that was hard. That's probably why we honestly didn't do that much, because I was just like, I mean, I think we still had a good time.
I had a great time. I relaxed. I mean, I love Florida, man. I mean, just,
you love Florida,
I love Florida,
man? Yeah.
Insert Florida man here.
Nope. No graphics.
We're not inserting anything anymore. Florida's just really pretty. I had a great time. Had some good time off to kind of relax, and that's what I needed. So that's what we all needed.
Hey, so I was looking at the calendar to see whenever we last shot, and it says February 4th was the last time that we scheduled a podcast. I don't know if we did it then.
We didn't, because my brother was in the hospital.
But before that, it was December 29th.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
So December 29th was the last time that we recorded a podcast.
Could be worse then.
So what I was going to say was, for my little update, just a little quick one, we can keep going with stuff. Mm-hmm. But since then, since December 29th, I have been on an insane weight loss journey, which if you compare the last podcast before the severance one, the last one we were in here, to this one, I have lost about 80 pounds since that podcast, which is, that's not what I was asking for, but thank you. Where's the applause button?
Not that one.
There it is.
Yay!
I wonder if it's going to stop. Oh,
very good.
So yeah, no, I've been on an insane weight loss journey, and it's been ridiculous workouts, and that's what I've been up to. Literally, like my whole life is I get up in the morning and I go work out. I walk on about 100 flights of stairs every morning, and then I go on the treadmill for about an hour. Then I go work out for an hour. These extreme workouts where I do 6 rounds of all these dumb workouts. And then I go home, I take a shower, I eat, and I go to work, and then I come home and go to bed. And that's literally every single day. So that's part of the reason why I haven't had any time to edit any podcasts. That's why it took so long for the severance one to come out. Because if you watch that one, Micah and I mentioned that it was March when we were doing it, and it just came out last week. So that's not that. I mean, that's quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
That's what, 4 months?
It do be.
5 months. So it was 5 months since we recorded that episode, which is crazy.
That's probably the last time I saw Shane and Amanda. Hey guys, it's been almost a year. Yearly check-in.
Yep.
Or the bi-yearly check-in.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's seriously been my whole life. That's all I've been doing. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, really.
How much weight have you lost? Did you say?
We did go to North Carolina.
What?
Did you say how much weight you've lost since then?
Yeah, I lost 80 pounds since
80,
then.
80, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, like 82 or something like that. So I'm actually 5 pounds away from being 200 pounds down.
Crazy.
So that's pretty significant. And then we just went to North Carolina. I had a client hire me to go shoot some auditions in North Carolina for a movie that we're making. And I brought Shane along. And then they were like, hey, we're going to stay an extra day. So do you want to hang out? And we did. And then we hiked on some mountains, which was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And we, how did we go to the top of one of them? Yeah, we went to the top of Klingman's Dome, and then we drove around several of them. It was crazy. It was 30 degrees cooler up at the top of Klingman's Dome than it was at the bottom, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I was very, very surprised that it was that much cooler. It was
like 45 degrees up there.
Yeah, it felt so good.
Oh, and the clouds, like, being blown.
Yeah.
Through blown you, past us. Like,
so this right here, I'm definitely going to put up some video on this because like you kind of want to see it. Yeah. So I'll take some extra time to do
that. It was so pretty. Also, we saw elk at the bottom of
that
the
was nice.
Mountain. Lots of elk and little baby elk.
Yeah, there were some little tiny ones. There was like Shane got a, like probably 1,000 pictures.
Oh yeah, I got of tons.
The elk, and they were like making some like adorable noises.
Yeah,
and
so cute.
Yeah, what was that we went to? Like some kind of plantation or something? Like
I can't remember. It was...
It's like a state park
something.
But it had like old houses and like where they would store corn and like their old tools and machinery and stuff from like, what was it, like the
1900s? Yeah, they had like they had an old mountain farm.
Okay.
There showed like how it was set up and all the different houses.
It was right on like this really pretty river.
Yeah. Dude, I could have gone out there and just see if he was wearing his sunglasses, he'd be asleep right now.
That's why
I could have gone out there. What?
I was saying that's why he wanted to wear them. If we insert any photo into this, Rob, I asked that it's the photo where Amanda and I covered him in vanilla wafers or Nella wafers, and he's like asleep, covered in them, literally from like his arm up his face.
So what you're seeing right now, I'm pretty sure it's a video of a Just Plain Nonsense Christmas party that we had a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And again, this comes down to having time to edit. I hired a videographer to come and shoot it for us because I wanted to be part of it and not shoot it. And I never edited it. So now you're getting to see it. Like, I don't know how many years later, but we did have a rule. Wasn't there a rule? Like if Shane falls asleep, we were going to cover him in vanilla wafers?
I believe that was the rule. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. We had a fun game where everybody, you had vanilla wafers and you had to try to put them in people's pockets. And if you put them in somebody's pocket and they found it, they had to eat it. But if they caught you, you had to eat it.
Yep.
So I kept trying to sneak them on top of Micah's head. But you didn't have to put them in their pocket, though. You could put it anywhere, like anywhere on their person. And then they had to eat it. So that's why we covered Shane in them. And he had like 90 of them on him.
I don't think he ate all those.
No, because most of them ended up on the floor.
I'm gonna say
yeah. I mean, yeah, he was just vanilla everywhere.
Yeah, if I'm sure most of you have never seen Shane wake up. That'd be weird if you had. But when he wakes up, he has this like
bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, and his eyes are like super wide. If you guys didn't see us reenacting that, maybe you should subscribe on YouTube.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there. All right, Micah, what have you been up to?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to, I have the same job that I had last time, which is like a milestone for me. because I tend to like quit jobs after like a year or so just because I'm like, I can't take it anymore, or I want to move up, or I want to work in a different industry. But yeah, I'm still a copywriter. I write beauty and skincare copy, work with some pretty cool brands that I can't mention. more excitingly, I wrote a book. I wrote a children's book. I actually wrote it last year, and it's just now being published.
Awesome.
So it's super exciting. It's called Cody Has a Craving. I don't really know.
Oh, you
how
didn't
much
tell me the title last time.
I didn't? Okay.
No, you told Cody me about it, but I didn't know the title.
Yeah, and ideally I would love to show a copy. Well, actually I might have a copy of it by the time everyone else is seeing this, so I could send you a picture, Rob. I don't know. I feel like I'm adding lots of stuff for you to put in the video now.
Well, these little cutaways are
hard. As long as I don't have to make an animation, I think we're good.
Yeah, it's just like you can flash a picture of it on the screen. It's super cute. I can't say too much about it. It's a rhyming story, and it's about an octopus, like a baby octopus in the ocean that is craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And Micah gave me a sticker of the octopus named Cody, yeah. And it's on my desk. I literally see it every single day. It is so insanely adorable. Micah told me the story, like she one night when we were hanging out, and like she was so passionate about it. I was like, this is what I like to see in people. Like, I was so, so insanely proud of her. I'm incredibly proud of you.
Thank
like, seriously.
You. I mean, part of the reason I'm passionate about it is it's a story that I just made up when I was a kid, and I would tell it to my little cousins, and it became super popular. So they would, I mean, literally, a couple years ago, we had a big family event, and they wanted me to tell the story to those kids that were 8 when I was telling them the story are now like 24. And they were like, oh, tell my partner the story you used to tell me when I was a kid. Like, they love it that much. So, yeah, I was like, it has to be made into, it has to be brought to life. It's too nostalgic, and it makes too many people happy not to share it and put it out in the world. So,
did you guys see how her face just completely lit up when she's talking about it? I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't you say, though, that you, and whenever you would tell it, you would change it a little bit to like different things?
Yes. Well, they just wanted to hear it over and over again. So I would just change. It would be like a rabbit instead of an octopus, or the peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be a tuna sandwich. I would just like change it and really just retell the story with different adjectives, basically.
Right. Yeah. I'm so excited. I want a copy of this book so bad. I don't read children's books, but I will definitely read this one.
I'm super
excited. Wait, no, I was wrong. I read exclusively children's books. That's what I meant to say.
You go to Rob's house, there's just a big shelf. It's all children's books. Like, oh, you got kids? No.
Nope, those are just for me.
I like children's literature. Don't judge me. You know?
Right. Yeah. So mainly I just want to talk about our lives. And if you got any other stories about anything that's happened, anything you got going on, just to fill everybody in. I mean, we've been going for about 22 minutes so far. So we got a little bit of time to fill. Unless this is going to be a super duper short one.
I got, the city has got mad at me.
The city?
What? Oh my gosh, don't. Oh my gosh.
See, this sounds like it's going to be a good story.
So our lawnmower broke the week before we went on vacation. And so we're like, oh, well, we'll just get it fixed when we get back. Whatever. Right. It's not that big of a deal. So I get a call. We're not even out of Florida yet. And I'm like, ugh, people are already coming after us. And they're like, yeah, your grass is like really high. You're gonna have to take care of that. And then I get a call from my landlord, and he's like, hey, I just got a call from the city. Like, and I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, this doesn't seem like you. I was like, now, our lawnmower broke.
Now, mind you, we don't live in like, okay, number one, just for context clues, okay, we don't live in a big city. It is like 6,000 people.
Right.
We do not live in an HOA. Okay? Yeah, like, it is a normal, very small town neighborhood. Okay. Yeah, the lawnmower was broke for like a week, maybe 2 weeks prior. Okay. It hadn't been raining, so it was not that high.
Right.
We went on vacation. It rained a little bit. The yard may have grown.
Not a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't here, so I don't know.
Flooded.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So then our grass grew while we were on vacation.
Right.
And we get to come home to this big sign that they put in your yard to embarrass you.
Are you serious?
Yes, big sign. Okay.
And you know what the real issue is here? Is that on the sign, they have quoted the city code about your lawn, which, like, well, if it's 8 inches, then you have to rather mow it, or
You're going
to
get fined.
Or you're going to get a fine.
Yeah.
Fine. It's not 8 inches.
Did you measure it?
No, but
we didn't get like a yardstick out, but there's, I mean, 8 inches is like what? Like what would you call 8 inches? Like this?
4 inches short of a foot. About right there.
Yeah. My grass is not this
there's
tall.
There's no way it was that tall.
Like, it's not.
Also, our neighbor across the like diagonal from us, their lawn is taller than ours. And I'm just like, why is it? Because we were on vacation? Like, I just don't get it.
Maybe they're super jealous.
I just don't understand. So, yeah. And then, so I was like trying to scramble and figure out how we're going to mow our yard because our lawnmower's broken.
Right.
And so luckily our friend Dylan was able to come over and
Dylan
mow
is
it for
a savior
us.
Of all things.
He really I know. Is, no, that's he's great.
And then he didn't want me to pay him for it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
I paid him anyway, but he did not want me
right.
to pay him.
Yeah. So he does, what is it, like insulation and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in that, he has to like deal with like HVAC systems and things like that, right? So I was like, hey, Dylan, I just bought a new smart thermostat. You want to be a bro and come help me hook it up? And he's like, yeah, no problem. So he showed up, climbed up in my attic, got everything set up. I moved, and I was like, hey, you want to come take
help
it down?
Help me again?
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, no problem. So he showed up and did it. And then we moved it over to my new house, and then I was like, hey, do you want to help me hook this up? So He unhooked the old one, plugged in the new one, got everything set up. And then I was like, I turned around and I grabbed my wallet and I grabbed whatever cash I had in there. I was like, I was hoping it was at least $50, but there was like $24 in there. So I got what I could. I bundled it up and I was like, don't fight me on this. And I literally walked up.
He will. He'll fight you.
He didn't. So I walked up behind him and I stuck it in his hoodie pocket.
Uh-huh.
But it just sounded so creepy because I'm like standing behind him. I'm like, don't fight me on this. So I stuck it in his pocket, and then he pulled it out and looked at it, and he goes, you don't have to give me this. And I was like, listen, you've done this 3 times already. Like,
yeah.
And I'm going to need it for a 4th whenever I move again. So it's like, just accept it.
Yeah.
And he did. He did. He accepted it.
Yeah. So really the superhero in the story is Dylan Farrar.
Yeah.
And the villain is local governments encroaching on my property. Because they've also just, and I'm going to go on a whole thing here.
I'm going to play the
6 months.
I'm going to put in the last man standing, graphic.
In the last 6 months, they also decided to move the property line another 4 foot towards my house.
Can they do that?
Oh, yeah. Because
that means,
they brought out, I'm assuming, like a.
Also, it was mismeasured.
A surveyor, and they're okay. Like, oh, no. The property line is actually 4 feet towards your house. Well, guess what? Okay, so that's the city's property. They haven't been mowing
right there.
And guess what? I'm not doing it.
Put a sign.
It's not
put
our property. A sign out
there. No. I'm not doing anything. And whenever the code man comes out for me not mowing my yard, and be like, sir, I'm going to need you to call the city and get this mowed. Because guess what? I'm not touching it.
Yeah, we literally have specifically not mowed it.
That's They're funny. Encroaching on my it's rights petty, as a renter. Really.
It's petty.
I am not a landowner, but I am paying the landowner, and I'm mad. That was 4 feet I could have had for my garden that I didn't plant.
Reddit has a subreddit called Petty Revenge, I think, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can't think of the name. But yeah, so that's what you could put that on there, like, or malicious compliance, actually.
Yeah.
Whereas you're just like, you told me not to, or you told me to mow my yard, and you're not mowing yours, so I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely, I'm not joking. Now that side, by that property line, it's like 2 foot tall.
Yeah. And we're not going to mow it.
I ain't touching it.
That's 3 8-inches.
Yeah. They should find themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should. And then pay it out. They need to find themselves. What is it? Like probably $30, $100. And then split it between all the residents of that town.
Also, think of, we're just old now. We're literally out here being mad about grass.
I'm so mad.
What'd you say, Micah?
I'm so sorry. I need to know what the sign said. It's the fact that they put it, instead of writing a letter or just,
so
they put a sign.
It's like
big bold letters. First of all, big bold letters.
It's like code violation.
Code violation.
And it has the entire code on there, the section of code written on it, and then the date that they placed the sign, and then below it, and he added this. I don't know why
this onto the sign petty. With like paint, like painter's tape, and then like
yeah, he said put mow Sharpie over and it. Clean up yard with an exclamation
clean
point.
Up. I'm like junk. There's no junk
there's
out there.
There's nothing in my yard.
Literally.
There's nothing in my yard. I know it sounds like it's petty, but it's not.
Well, and it's, so they said one of your neighbors is complaining. I know which neighbor complained.
I was going to say it's somebody with some leverage, like the,
yes,
somebody in the government, small town government's grandma or mom. Or,
yes.
It's hurting my eyes to experience this grass.
And the real issue is that this neighbor got a stick up their butt because
the grass was too high and they couldn't see
it. No, like a few months ago when my brother was still living with us, he got a truck and he had parked it in our front yard because our driveway doesn't work really for three cars. So she was getting really upset about this, like causing a huge scene about it. And she's like, I can't even back out of my driveway. And we're like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but like, he's literally in our yard.
Right. So how,
you know what I mean? His tire was like hanging over the curb.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Nope. Perfect. It makes sense. You can't back out of your driveway.
The tiniest amount.
Not even a little bit.
And ever since then, like, she'll like just sit on her porch and like give us dirty looks and stuff. So I know it's her. It's because she's being petty.
The new title of this episode is JPN Quarterly Check-In. Bad neighbors and government tyranny.
Yep, that's it.
I told Shane, I was like,
colon the Michael Scott story.
I was like, Shane, I'm so mad. Like, I'm going to put random, like, I have this huge, like, Santa and snowman. I was like, I'm going to put it in the yard all year long.
Bro, I don't know why they think they're going to get away with this. They are within egging distance of my house. I don't even have to get out of my yard.
You realize
they have a nice tree right there. I don't care.
You realize this is going to go on the internet.
I'll wait till Halloween. They can't do anything to me on Halloween. It's illegal to find someone on Halloween.
It's illegal to egg someone's house at any time of the year.
Okay, I won't egg him, but I'm going to TP him. I'm going to get a TP cannon.
Shane, this is still going on the internet.
I don't care. Send me to jail. Give me a fine. You're getting TP'd. I'm telling you right now, if you're watching this and you're my neighbor across the street and you called the code enforcement people in my yard with 6 inches tall, I'm going to egg and TP your house. And you're never going to get it all clean. And then I'm going to call code enforcement on you for having a dirty yard.
And a smelly house.
Thank you. Okay.
I have an alternative that I think you guys should have done that I was just thinking about while they were complaining about the grass. I would have, if I were you guys, I would have both bought 2 pairs of really low-rise jeans, bent over in the front of your yard, and cut and your gardened. Grass with scissors with your butt hanging out the entire time. And you know, it would take days or weeks. And just see how that goes. Well, we can't afford a mower, so we're just going to have to use scissors.
We also can't afford a full set of pants.
Well, also, I told Shane, I was like, no, like, I think we should just mow the yard at like 10:30 at night.
Right.
Right.
Well, that
right before the quiet hours.
Yeah, quiet hours, 11 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was 10. Okay.
No, it's 11.
Okay. It's 11.
I'm sure you guys have done your research.
So I'm going to be out there and mowing my yard at 10:30 at night.
But with a broken lawnmower?
When I get it fixed. And that'll be the only time I ever mow my yard.
I could see you just walking around the yard with like a lawnmower that's not even running. Just over the grass.
And I'll be like, well, it's cooler for one.
Right.
You know?
Oh no.
Oh no, what's that sound?
I don't know. Everybody be quiet for a second. Mm. Never mind. Yeah, it's not being recorded, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't hear anything.
You didn't hear it?
No. Oh, I did. Yeah, I heard it.
I heard nothing.
Huh.
But so hopefully it's not being recorded. Anyway, yeah. I mean, it might be petty to be upset by this, but...
No, I mean, I get it.
It's just a little... You know, it's like also when your mom asks you to, like, do the dishes, but you're already planning on doing the dishes.
Yep. It's like you're getting ready to do something, somebody tells you to do it, you're like, now I'm not.
You're like, no, now I'm not going to.
So, if I can find it, I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere. My friend, Michael Drake, we were best friends a long time ago, and... We decided to make a video that talks about this exact thing. So he plays an old man sitting in his house, and he's like, he's talking to his cat, obviously, and he's like, let's see who I can call the cops on today. So then he gets up and looks out the window, and he sees me walking the dog out there, and it's super funny. If I can find it, I'm going to play it right
now.
Oh, he beat me to it.
Well, that's it for the judge show, monkey. Now let's see what our neighbors are up to. Now, who can I call the cops on today? Oh, what the...
So that video is super, super hilarious because it's so cheesy. We shot it on an iPod Touch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that. Amazing. It's a relic.
It was so long ago. And what's funny is Michael, he passed away several years ago, but he's so, so, so funny. Like, he was one of the funniest people. And we tried to do a podcast. He and I tried to do a podcast, like, I don't know how many years ago, like 10 years ago, probably. And we sat down just to do a test. We set up that iPod Touch on we used some tape and stuck it to like a mic stand or whatever, because mm-hmm. he was a musician. And we were recording, and I sat down and I was like, all right, let's do a test. So then I was asking him questions about Star Wars. And I was like, so Star Wars is it's about Luke Skywalker, right? And he goes, yep. And I'm like, okay. Luke Skywalker's dad is Darth Vader. He's like the evil guy of the Empire, right? And he's like, yep. And I'm like, bro, you got to give me more than that. We got to have some kind of banter here. So needless to say, our podcast did not work out.
So what other life updates? Do they even have anything else besides my graph story?
Yeah, the only thing that I've been up to really is, besides all that stupid weight loss and working out, I moved into a new house, which is nice because I've been living in apartments, so it's really nice to live in a house. And I am now like really basically in charge of where I work. I would say I got like a promotion, but I'm not actually an employee, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I deal with, like I have to handle like personnel issues and basically anything that comes up, I have to handle all the work that I'm the final like stop before it actually goes out to the public, like all the work and stuff. So I have to like do quality control and all that kind of stuff. So I have a lot more responsibility. So yeah, all my stuff is boring. I can't think of any fun stories. Oh, well, I guess one kind of, when I first moved into my house, I had like a little housewarming party. My family came over. And my brother, with his giant van and his four kids and his wife, they decided to pull into my backyard and got the van stuck.
Oh, no.
You never told me that.
Yeah, so apparently the ground back there is really, really soft, and it kind of had just rained. And this was back in, I think, maybe like February. So, yeah, they pulled in, and he came inside, and he goes, hey, so I got my car stuck in your backyard. And I'm like, stuck? He goes, yeah. So I went back there, and it's like literally all the way down to the bumper in the ground. And I'm like, this is great. I literally just moved in here. So
you're going to have giant ruts right back there.
So, and luckily, I don't know if this helped or not, but I've been working out like a lot. So we went out there to move the car and I'm like lifting up on the front of the car, trying to get it out. And I'm lifting with all my might and it just backs right out. And I'm like, I don't know if I had any effect on that, but I'm going to just go ahead and say that.
I think you can go ahead and take credit for it.
But yeah, there were two giant ruts. I'm pretty sure I have pictures of them. So, you know, I can put those up. And then, I just took a picture recently because I had filled it in. Luckily my brother was like, I'll bring you my shovel. And I'm like, why don't you fill it in?
Yeah.
So he brought me the shovel and I filled it in. And then now you can't even tell that there were any ruts. So it's good that got all back in there.
That's good. I don't want you to get a fine or
anything. Yeah. Cause my grass is -8 inches.
Do you have to mow your own grass?
Nope. No. That's actually nice. Today I'm like sitting in there. I was editing, the Severance podcast today. I'm sitting back there in my office shirtless and this dude just walked right past my window and I'm like, who was that? And I'm like, oh God, no. So he turns out he mows the lawn. I don't know if it was my landlord or if it was somebody they hired, mm-hmm. but sometimes my landlord does it, sometimes it's other people. But I'm sitting there and I hear him running the weed eater and like things are bouncing off my house. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I guess the weed eater is flinging like rocks and stuff.
Yeah. At my house.
So I was sitting in there and that was happening. And then I heard it out in the front and I'm like, that's where I parked my car. And I'm like, please tell me he's not hitting my car with rocks. So I was going to be really upset with that. And I had a fun little experience. My brother called me one point. He's trying to buy a new car and he needed somebody to watch his kids because his wife was at work and he went to the dealership. So he needed somebody to watch the kids so he could test drive it. So he called me and I was like, yeah, man, I'll be right there. So I show up and I'm hanging out with the four little kids and my brother's out test driving this car. And then you know how kids just say, they just say things that they hear.
Yeah.
So they go, hey, so, why do you have such a nice car? And I'm like, it's not a really nice car. It's just a standard normal car. And they're like, well, my daddy says you're rich. And I'm like, what? So apparently they think that I'm rich.
Oh, well.
So that was kind of a fun experience. But I hung out with them for like an hour and a half, 2 hours or something like that. And then the very first thing they were like, look, I have wiggly teeth. And I how little kids are.
Yeah.
That's probably the most exciting thing that's happened to me in the last like 7 months, just because everything's been so boring.
Sometimes I feel like my life is like a movie, like a Lifetime movie network.
Too much drama.
It never ends.
It's just wild.
I've definitely had some experiences that could have been made into Lifetime movies. Really corny Lifetime movies. Yeah.
There was one that was on 30 Rock where it's like a dog stole my face and gave me a better face.
What?
Have you seen 30 Rock?
Yes, but I don't remember that.
So Jack meets this woman. I think it's Jack meets this woman. Mm-hmm. And apparently the dog was like chewing on a shotgun or something like that. And it shot her in the face. And then she had surgery to get it fixed. And she was even prettier than when she initially went in. So then obviously 30 Rock is just silly. So they named the movie. It was a Lifetime movie, but it was a dog stole my face and gave me a better face. I mean, I don't have, unless I can, unless I'm forgetting, like, I can't think of anything else.
Well, also, these are kind of boring, but I mean, whatever. But I
Editor
got,
Rob,
I got a pay raise for my job
right here
when I start back after summer vacation. And also I started, I'm going back to school again.
That's exciting.
So.
So these are real life goals now, not just the silly stuff about 8-inch tall grass.
Yeah. So I'm working on school again and yeah.
That's good.
I know.
I'm super proud of you because I know how much you hate school.
But
no, you hate school. So well, yeah. I know how much you hate it. So the fact that you're actually pushing yourself to go get it done, I'm excited for you.
Well, yeah. And it was just like, I'm actually doing like an online university. Just because our local university like doesn't really work with non-traditional students very well. So they like expect you not to have a job while you finish the last portion of your degree. So I had to like research and find something that would work for me.
But yeah, I remember you telling me about that. And I was really, really upset that how do they expect you to be able to survive as an adult?
Yeah.
But especially by the time you're at that point in school, like you have to have a job.
I know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know. And I don't know, maybe it's just they're like, well, you're planning on being a teacher, so you're not going to get any money anyway. So,
might as well be prepared.
They're lowering your expectations in advance.
Yeah, like, sorry, you're lucky to get any money.
Right.
When you're student teaching, you're paying to work, so.
That's funny.
But yeah, so.
Hey, a little bit of housekeeping real quick. Shane, are we still rolling over there?
Yep.
Micah, are you still recording on Audacity?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Everything's still rolling. Good.
But yeah, I can't really think of anything else other than just.
All right, everybody. If you're watching this, welcome to adult life. This is what happens. If you're younger than, let's say, 17, like stay there for as long as you can. Because once you get up to 17, 18, it's after that, it just starts going downhill. Because you're responsible for everything.
If you can do anything to prevent your aging, do it. It's basically what you're saying.
Go find the fountain of youth, whatever you got to do. My trainer obviously has it figured out because her skin is flawless. She's like,
she probably moisturizes.
Super pretty. Like, and she eats the healthiest stuff, like freaking stuff I've never even heard of, like some kind of foods or whatever. I'm just like, is that a thing that you eat? Like,
do you have an example?
Well, I mean, it's just like different kinds of seeds and nuts and
flax couscous.
Yeah, like and berries.
I bet she eats couscous.
Yeah, see, yeah. I've heard of that. For some reason, I thought that was like a type of fish.
No, it's definitely
it sounds
not.
Like a fish.
Yeah. Isn't that like a bean or a
it's
nut?
It's like
or
a little, it's kind of like I would describe it as an alternative to rice. They're like little balls.
So kind of like quinoa.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Or quinoa, as I used to call it before I heard the word pronounced. All right, if you guys want, if we don't have anything else, we can wrap this one up because it doesn't have to be super long. This will be one of the first ones that's shorter than an hour.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, Micah, you got anything else?
Nope.
All righty.
It's getting stormy here, so it's getting darker.
You said stormy?
It's starting to look
stormy. Oh, you're getting our storm that we had.
Lucky me.
Yay. All right, so want to thank you guys for watching and listening, whichever one you're doing. Go ahead and subscribe to us. Go check us out. We have our Linktree set up, so you can watch that. Or you're not going to watch Linktree. You're just going to click on stuff on it. And then, I mean, if you guys have ever tried to end a podcast, it's hard, especially if you're not prepared. Yeah, so just go listen to us, follow us, and then if we get enough interest, we can start up a Patreon, maybe. That'd be cool, because I would like to make this like a standard everyday career kind of thing. All right. I guess bye.
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 Micah, tell me about your fox that you got back there.
It's a fennec fox. I got it at Brookfield Zoo. I don't know if you've ever seen a fennec fox in person, but they're pretty much the cutest cat.
Don't they have giant
animal.
Ears?
Yeah, they have the big, long, pointy ears. They're really fluffy. They're like bigger than their body.
To me, it just looks like kind of like a chihuahua.
That's what everybody says. Hold on one sec.
Uh-oh.
Not a chihuahua. Does a chihuahua have a tail like this?
Maybe.
There's that scary Micah.
Like, I was telling Amanda I wanted to do the podcast for me. Like, this looks like me, right?
Can you start the next episode like that?
I think we should.